strength is part of my ability. Pain, passion, fist, and my agility. My boys are bonded together. One life and it's always been that way.
Don't wanna spend the rest of my days in yesterday's promises. You are still listening to Rebel Time Radio on 100.3 Sound FM Waterloo. You're being too quiet. Holy shit, everyone. I was like, everyone be quiet. And they're like completely silent. Patty's still here. Katie's still here. Kyle's still here. And Marco's still here. Except now, instead of Kyle doing fart noises with his hand, Tyler has moved on to the armpit. I can do it with my neck.
Can you?
Check it out. Oh, wait. I got to take off my...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. Never seen that before? I can fart with my shoulder and my neck. This craziness you're hearing is Dakota and Tyler from The Decay. And we had the pleasure of spending an hour with Brutal Youth. Boy, was that fun. I think the first thing they said was, that was a terrible interview. And now I'm really motivated to have The Decay, who are a real band, in the studio.
I know. Also, there's less behind-the-ear tattoos on air right now. Which I never noticed before. You guys have matching tattoos. They're the same color, too. These are the only colors they had that day? Is that what happened? I guess so.
I think this is why you don't have two bands in at the same time.
Because it turns into a peeing contest where there's one bottle and you're all peeing into it and Kyle won't take it out of the van. And that's pretty much what every interview descends into.
But it's good to have you guys on the show.
It's great to be here.
It's been about 2 years and I've been a Decay fan for what, since 2005, I think?
As long as I've been a Phil fan.
When you guys were a street punk band.
Went back when we used to be a street punk band.
I think you had a mohawk.
Possible.
I think Ben did too.
But I think we might have all had mohawks.
I think you all had mohawks.
There was a time.
Eric did have a tri-hawk
at one time. He was also less negative. It was amazing. He had more tri-hawks and more positivity. It was amazing. And there was one point where we all had mohawks, and none of our lyrics made any sense. So because of the mohawks, pretty much. This is what would happen. We would have a show at 7 o'clock. We would get up at 12. We would practice. Around 3, we would start working on our hair. And then around 5, we would go downtown, because by then our mohawks were up. And then at some point in time, we stopped worrying about our hair and we started playing guitar and writing lyrics.
And you became gearheads, self-proclaimed gearheads.
And then we kind of got obsessed with $200 amps and we've just been going out of our mind ever since.
If you just tuned in, we are here with The Decay, and Tyler's kind of hogging the mic here.
Living lots.
Dakota's kind of got a hood on.
I'm a quiet guy.
Wait, you just put on your hood there.
Dakota's never had a mohawk.
I don't know what
still
that
chance.
Word means.
I think it's about time, man. It's a rite of passage.
Hey, the more mohawks, the more records you sell.
Is that a sign? You know what? There's bands that make it just based on their appearance and mohawks, and most of them are from New York City. So,
let's get on with some more serious stuff. So you have a new record out. Called Decay Ferrer Split. Why would you pick such a difficult name for an East European to pronounce?
Because we want to alienate that market, that Eastern European mispronunciation market.
We don't buy shit anyway. We download. So. We're right up your alley.
There's so many Serbian torrent sites with our album on it right now. Anytime I Google myself, which is every day, it's like a new Serbian torrent site. You know, with weird characters on our albums.
It's nice to know you Google yourself every day. Do you do that, Dakota?
No.
Except I Google Ribeiro Sanchez, which just ends up at our album, too.
Was that who reviewed us? Was it a Serbian site?
Yeah, a Serbian site reviewed us, too.
That was probably the best review that we've ever.
You could catch the Decay next year in Serbia, right?
That I've ever seen, I think.
So we called it Decay Fair because we were just like, hey, the names kind of fit together. Decay Wayfair, Decay Fair. Also,
laziness.
I thought it was really clever.
Thanks.
Really clever.
Thanks.
Who put this thing out?
It's sort of a split put out of us doing nothing with it and us having juicebox.com put it up online. And they put out free online records, basically bands they think are cool. And sort of, it's a combination of music they like and people they like. So everyone who's on the label, quote unquote, kind of gets along automatically. And we've noticed that all the bands that are on it, we all get along with. So it's cool. juicebox.com.com, and everything's free.
They put out Market Zero's last album, which I was really stoked because like that's a band that should get encouragement. And to have them kind of support them, I was just totally stoked.
Oh, for sure. And their new stuff is going to be great. They're recording right now. I think they might have just finished some things. So
that's right. And Dakota, you're pretty new in the Decay.
Yeah.
I wasn't that drunk 5 years ago. I'm pretty sure you weren't there playing drums.
Where I was.
And is this the first recording you did?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I guess it would be. Yeah. And we recorded all live off the floor, and I don't think I'd record any other way. It was a blast. So Dakota's like your studio maniac or a studio anti-maniac. He was just like, well, that's on time. Next song. Well, that's good too.
Yeah, the whole process was really great. It was sort of live off the floor. It was like in studios, but all together. And
you did it at
really, really quickly.
At Drive Studios, right?
Yeah, with Steve Risen.
Steve, no fights, nothing.
It was pretty easy. Yeah. I don't remember any kind of massive blow-ups.
He's fun to work with. His direct insults at every member just really breaks the ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can kind of get over yourself and your ego and just be like, fuck it, Steve, just put me to shame, and I'm just going to record my part. And
you can kind of gauge stuff from him, because if it's really good, he starts paying attention. And
bye, Brutal Youth.
Oh, I don't know.
We're just looking for stuff to steal.
Oh, okay, don't let the door... hit you in the ass there.
Remember what the walls say. Strength, power.
I'll see you at the bar.
They're going to see the Mahones, so have fun.
Yeah, and if anyone's listening who likes the Mahones, you should see them tonight at the Starlight, because they kill.
Yeah, go right now.
I remember seeing them at, what was it, Scene Fest? Last time I saw them. They were really good.
Right. We
Scene
Fest, cool. Just in between the change up there between the two bands tonight, we played The Other Face. Tyler, do you want to talk a little bit about this song, what it's about?
It was kind of a combination of things. There was two ideas. On one hand, I was traveling a lot for work, work in manufacturing, and so I go to like factories, and so I was staying in a lot of hotels alone, pretty lonely, and I would just go out to bars, and I was like that weirdo at bars, kind of sitting at the bar, not knowing anyone, talking to the bartender, and I started, just like... what do you do? And so I was feeling lonely. And then I was also talking to one of my friends whose father came out of the closet after 25 years of marriage. So he was married to a woman, had two kids, and for 25 years was like tormented. And so he came out of the closet, they got divorced, and it was amicable. It's kind of, I'm gay. I don't want to do this anymore. Sure. Makes sense. And so I was trying to like imagine like, cause I was kind of worrying about my relationship at the time, and I'm away a lot, and I was like, what an easy life I have, like I'm kind of complaining about my hotel room situation, and here's this guy like trying to figure himself out in this marriage after, however long, 25 years. Yeah. So that's kind of where the lyrics of that song go. It was just like me kind of thinking about this guy's heavy situation of what he's got to deal with. So
cool. And we're going to play now another song called Empty Frames. And it's off actually your last album, This Month's Rent. Cool. So here's the Decay with Empty Frames off their album This Month's Rent, which you can get as a free download from juiceboxrecords.com. And actually, if you donate for the album, it does go to a good cause, which I forget right now. It's jumbled in my notes here, but...
It's CH Global, which is a foundation that just does charity work all over the place. And we have been able to donate money. Not a lot, but whatever we got just went there. So
hey, every little bit helps. So here's Empty Frames by The Decay.
This is what planning should not be about. Urban sprawl, gated communities, simultaneous land uses, social isolation, all counter community building, community sustaining. Land hogging, sprawling uses on city fringes, where we need to protect land for our food, for natural resources, and for natural heritage. Sprawling subdivisions, gated lifestyle communities, shutting out community life. Endless new roads, new infrastructure, cookie cutter, sterile environment, and sterile built form. Children gated for bus, adults driving to work.
believe.
For everyone, children, youth, adults, elderly, the infirm, community, building community, neighbors, helping neighbors.
Thank you.
We're back on Rebel Time Radio, having a great time with Marco Dakota from the K. He's the drummer, and Tyler, the singer, and long time running Kitchener Waterloo Guelph punk band. You guys all lived in Guelph before.
Nope.
And then Kitchener Waterloo is the place to be, or
I decided to give it up. I was living in Guelph for too long. School. D lives here. Eric lives here, so I moved out here, and haven't moved since.
Ben's the only tie now.
Ben's, yeah. Our bass player Ben's really the only one who lives in Guelph.
That's too bad. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
I can
he's most people's favorite. He's
quite
he's
often.
A pain in the ass to us, but...
Yeah, he's in your band. It's always like that. So let's get to some serious questions here.
Right.
You put out the Decay Fair split on vinyl. And you put it out on Juicebox Records Digital, who also did the vinyl. And now you've put it out on tape.
Yes. Yeah. We just put it out with Pat McKinney, Hosehead Records on tape. It's just our side on the split, but cool. It's kind of fun.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. And we had our whole van only played tape till I jammed Dakota's adapter in it. Like, instantly, he's like, put this tape adapter in. And I'm like, yep, you got to do it upside down. Doesn't work anymore.
You put it in backwards.
That was it, yeah.
And, yeah. Anyway, I just thought we should at least explain that you put it out on tape, because it's pretty weird. I mean, that doesn't happen too often anymore.
I but, like it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It feels good. It's like it's like biting into a bar of soap.
There's a lot of shitty cars out there with only a tape deck.
Exactly.
That and people will buy it and stick it in their
So Tyler, I'm going to quote something off of Twitter. I know it's really embarrassing for you, but I think this was from a review, and you said, as trends in many punk bands would have us believe, as you get older, you mellow out and stop being so damned angry. I never understood that, because as we get older, I tend to find more things to be mad about. So what the fuck are you mad about here? What's going on?
Good question. There's a million things to be mad about. Where do you start? It's like the entire economic system of, like, it's easier to make money when you have money. The longer I work, the more annoying it is when it's like X guy who already had $2 million in his bank account when he started his business. Of course he's going to make a better business. He had all that seat, like... It's infuriating. It's in the fact that people can just deny it forever. That, and then, like, having politicians in your pocket, it's so easy, and people just deny it. So it's like, and this is super cliched, but it's like, constantly people just deny things or, like, sweep things under the rug. Like the Peter McKay helicopter thing that just happened. Everything people are protesting about in the Occupy movement. It's just sort of like, wow, yeah, that's a real bad rap. And then it's like, all right, moving on.
Okay, and the Peter McKay thing. I was going to talk about this later in the interview. But you tweeted... hey, Peter McKay, how about you search and rescue your way to Athabasca Scat? I hear the fishing is great. So you want to provide some background around that particular...
Yeah, it's like I was reading the news, and it's like on one hand, it's like, okay, here's a government official spending $32,000 to get picked up at his cottage because it was too important for him to take a boat to get to his meeting to announce the opening of something. Yet, when it comes to like a native reserve in remote Northern Ontario, they, you know, it's like, how much would that $32,000 do? And that, so they go like, this guy's super important. I get that. He's really important. He needs to get somewhere. But to spend that much money on a helicopter, is it really that important? Are you wasting that much money? I doubt it. And that's the way they'll spin it. They'll go, well, if he doesn't get there on time, this person will be late and the procession will be late and this guy makes this much money an hour. And they'll spin it this way. But it's really like, no, you could find ways to save money.
But
you know,
that's the thing, though. Skype is just so hard and expensive.
Oh,
to use.
I know. I know. It's why doesn't he port in
G20?
Yeah. Or the billion? Was it $1 billion?
I think so. It got up there.
$1 billion.
That's exactly.
8 billion.
Yeah. It's like that's a whole show in its entirety. Yeah, meanwhile, here's a native reserve that for years has been going, hey, you guys promised us money for housing. What happened there? And like, my mom is part of the Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs, not in that district. She wants to make that clear. And she again could write a book. So,
well, it's a common story across Canada. It's
not, yeah,
it's there. I'm sure you guys know that.
Ridiculous.
Infuriating.
let's move on. So we talked about the Decay Fair split, played some songs. We also played a song off this month's Rent. Do you want to talk a bit about how this album came out? What's kind of different about how that came out? Because the Decay was one of the first bands to really embrace the free digital downloads. So
yeah, it's, well, I don't know. I guess when we look at bands that we like, you know, I buy vinyl all the time, regardless of if I can find the record online or not. I like having it. When you're a band that no one knows, all you rely on is distribution. Getting yourself out there, like, really, I guess, you know, what's fun about being a band, D? Like,
playing shows.
Playing shows, yeah. And so, you know, what makes playing shows fun? People being there. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, if we can go somewhere, like when we went to Halifax and even like Quebec City, and we play and there's like 50 kids that know our lyrics, you can't buy that kind of fun, you know? Yeah. You can't. So if you can put your stuff online and then you can go somewhere and people know your lyrics, it's amazing. And so, yeah, I'd put stuff online for free any day.
Yeah, I mean, not like bands were usually making too much money off their own CD sales.
Exactly.
Anyway, usually a label would eat up
it's not the model anymore.
Yeah. So anytime you create a record or a CD, if a label's not bankrolling it to lose money, you're losing money. Yeah. And we've lost money on everything we've done, but we've had a great time. You know, you look at it like, well, I could have gone skiing all winter, or I could put out an album. So,
yeah, or do both.
Or do both, yeah. Maybe we'll do that this year.
Cool. And what goes on in terms of promotion for a digital album? Is there still, you know, sending it out to radio stations, all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, this last album, it was a giant kerfuffle with it because the CDs we made to send out to radio stations, I found out afterwards, were made with a vinyl mix. So it was not right at all. So I kind of like stopped some of that. And then I'm getting the record mix from Steve. And but yeah, you got to send it to radio station. College radio is still important, and I still get giant boners off charting on college radio. It's super cool. Ads in magazines still help, and especially, like, you know, I've paid for ads in Maximum Rock and Roll and Razor Cake when it existed. It's all the same things. It's just digital. So yeah, you go here to find it instead of go to this label to find it.
Yeah. We're trying pretty hard at Sound FM to kind of lead the way in terms of finding a way to just let artists submit MP3s with a package. I mean, bands shouldn't have to spend tons of money sending stuff to a station that might play their music. So
yeah, you know, you hit on a good topic, because it's like when you try to send your stuff to radio stations, they go, it has to be a CD or it has to be a record. And same thing with Maximum Rock and Roll, just to review something. Here's a publication that like promotes environmentalism and veganism. I don't know if the magazine does, but people want to do. And they don't accept MP3s. And so I know it's like to separate the serious people from the non-serious people, but how much waste is it to mail a package of a CD? And I don't think they review vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, digital is a waste too. I mean, producing computers at the pace we are is ecologically pretty bad too, but right, it's not as bad. And I mean,
yeah.
But we're going to play, you have a 12-inch here from, is it Attention or Mighty Atom?
The one I brought in?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Junior Battles. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're wrong pretty often, Tyler.
They're from Toronto, and they just got voted on a ton of websites, like Best Album of the Year, and they're buddies of ours, and they run Juicebox.com.
Cool. Well, so, let's play their song.
It's really sugary. It's like, it's sickly sweet.
That's fine.
It's
like candy.
Hummingbird nectar.
Cool, and we'll be music back with the Decay, and we'll play some more songs
from again. But it's still kind of punk.
Here's a list of reasons we're making this funny. To never feel angry or get disappointed. Bodies growing up while our hearts languish in the gutter. But we're on it, on it, on it, on. In the back of a car parked in your own living room. We apologized and we eulogized the nicest version of the longest lie. The only answer to ourselves. We always stay true to the ideals we held. We were sober, and we were.
we eulogized the nicest version of the longest lie. Then we only answer to ourselves. We always stay true to the ideals we held when we were sober and we were 17. So you wake up every morning and you compromise, and it's easy to forget the places where you tried to draw the line.
Try to find a way to try. up on it, you know my shizzle fits. I'm dying. And I didn't want to leave my room, but you're cool, you're right.
You're listening to Rebel Time Radio on 100.3 Sound FM. We've been playing The Decay. We just played The Rebel Spell. And we're waiting for Tyler to get back from the washroom.
Put me under this pressure, man.
Yeah, Dakota, it's all you now. I'll do some show announcements / listings just because Friday, December 16th, check out Cerebral Scrub, Mighty Atom, Disrape, Shalachi on Acid. It's the annual punk rock Christmas show. Where is this venue? It's at a venue in Kitchener-Waterloo. December 16th, the Flatliners at the 515 Concert Club, all ages licensed, 39 Queen Street East, Hespler, Cambridge, Ontario. Doors open at 7 p.m. Band start at 7:30 sharp, $12. And Saturday, December 17th, Teenage Head, the Rotten and Brutal Youth at Fat Cats, 101 Hazel Glen Drive, Kitchener. Welcome back, Tyler.
It's a nice bathroom you guys have.
Thank you. We keep it clean.
It's just over there.
Our volunteers keep it clean here at Nonprofit.
They do a good job, and I made sure not to pee anywhere but the toilet.
Perfect.
So
it's always good. So we're kind of out of time here. So thanks for coming in. I do have a couple more questions, real quick.
Awesome.
But you're gonna have to answer them very quickly.
All right.
Sarnia Skate Jam.
Yes.
2010. How was the show? Awesome. I love Sarnia and Skate Jam.
Watching people skateboard.
Yeah,
directly in front of the stage was a pretty neat thing.
You're playing and there's people skating and you get distracted.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Waterloo just opened up a phenomenal concrete skate park, so I'm hoping this year we can do some skate jams.
That's a great idea.
Really stoked. Next question, kind of random. Mm-hmm. Sliders TV show, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Sliders, I'm so glad it's on Netflix. It might be before your time, Dakota.
I know nothing about
exactly.
Hamburgers,
but
Sliders was the future of TV.
Yeah. No, so it was the writer's dream, right? Because every show you go, like, you're a writer. You're like, what do we do this week? Books are people. That's a slide. And then you just slide to this new universe where anything's possible. Also, who's the lady on the show?
I don't remember.
In, like, the later season? Ah, oh, what's her name? But, man,
is she attractive. No one watched the later ones.
God, is she attractive.
And remember, we got to do this quick, Tyler.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. You just won't ever be back on the show.
Okay, keep going.
Hey, Cadet.
That's Eric's film company. It's just an anagram of The Decay, so I'm going to sue him for it someday. He does film stuff. His rates are really cheap. He has good equipment. And if he likes your things, he'll probably figure out something to work out for you. And he's pretty benevolent that way. So he's doing video stuff, and that's Eric, our guitar player.
Cool. And who does 509 Punks now? Because it's turned into something that I love instead of something that I hate recently.
Awesome. Good. That's Eric and I. Eric was funding it himself, but he pays less in rent. So I don't know. Maybe it's both of us. So that's we host it and run it. Then we try to just be as open as possible and non-authoritarian. And it's 519punks.com. And it's just a Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph, Cambridge, London, Windsor board that you can talk about music and shows and anything punk rock and try to be positive.
Cool. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're from out of area, you should still check it out, because if your band's coming through here, it's a good place to kind of not be completely clueless to what's going on. So.
Right. And please, like, don't just, if you're a band from out of town, don't just post, like, we're looking for a promoter, give us names. Like, contribute, talk to people, find out about the area.
Read some threads, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, actually learn some things.
Koi Fest seems to be that the last 2 years that you've played, mm-hmm. your sets seem to bring back almost every aspect of the punk scene in the last 10 years. Like, The Decay plays, everyone comes out, even though, you know, the rest of the year they're a bit divided, they're different scenes, whatever. It just seems to kind of come together. Is there a reason for that? And
hands down my pants, Phil.
Yeah.
That's, I have no idea why.
Just happens.
I'm trying to think. Speculation.
That's why festivals are awesome, though, right?
I understand what you mean, and I agree. Yeah. It makes sense.
I would like to. I would like to think, because we're incredibly local, and that's it. Like, I don't know. Like, we'll do sound if a show doesn't have a sound guy. We'll bring a PA if it doesn't have a PA. We'll film it if it needs filming, and we try to help out people as much as possible. So it's sort of like when it comes to Koi, people are just like, Well, we don't want to see that the hip-hop group at this time. We'll go see the Decay. Sure. I guess. That's it.
Cool. Times slots.
Yeah. I think we just get a good time slot. That's it.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for coming on Rebel Time Radio. It's kind of a
thanks, man.
Long time coming. Long time due. So yeah. It's great to have
you
here.
Do something with you.
We're going to play an old song, Long Road. I attempted at one point to take ownership of this song with my old band, but it never happened. But I always like the song quite a bit. And then we're going to play some Knucklehead, because I've always, for some reason, thought the Decay, Knucklehead, kind of the same school of punk.
I listen to them like weekly still. So, right, hey, remember that time in Kingston?
I do.
That was the best.
Roman Candles on the hockey rink?
At the town hall skating rink. There's probably still like burns on the town hall. We had the best pizza of my life in that city.
Just for people who don't know what the hell we're talking about, my old band Brock at Zero and the Decay played a mini tour consisting of one show many, many years ago. And we kind of ruined the town of Kingston and never went back. So. No,
it was a band from Kingston no longer. But that was one of the best nights of my life. That was great.
Cool. Well, thanks, Tyler, and thanks, Dakota. And we'll see you real soon. I'm not sure if you have a show coming up.
We're playing Friday in Guelph, but it's like half our band. And then our full band is playing in London at the Dude Ranch with Wayfarer and Junior Battles and Attention.
Cool. Check out The Decay, Kitchener, Waterloo Punk Rock. And if you don't have their albums, you can freely download them at juiceboxrecords.com. We'll see everyone next week with DJ Mike hosting Rebel Time Radio. We always change bi-weekly and keep it fresh. Check out the podcast and the playlists at www.rebeltimerecords.com.